Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Chilton is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jim's a new friend. He's the founder, CEO of the nonprofit organization Society for Financial Awareness. That's what they do. They've got a mission of helping people like you and me become smarter about our finances, about our savings, about retirement, about debt. And he's here to share some of his ideas with us. Jim Chilton, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, what are the statistics? Seems like lately I've seen some research that shows that baby boomers, my generation, your generation, are woefully unprepared for retirement. What are you seeing out there?
Couldn't agree with you more. It all starts, Jim. Everything starts with a plan, with a blueprint. You know, I've been doing this now for 37 years in my career, and every couple I meet with, every speech I make, everywhere we go, I ask people if they were going to a place they've never been before, and they had to rent a car and drive to a place, would they even dream of going on a trip like that with no map, mm-hmm. with no GPS, with no compass? And they say, well, certainly not. I said, well, then how are you handling your finance? Because what we've got here is nothing more than blooper mania, mm-hmm. Just waiting for one mistake to happen after another.
Right.
Because we know we live for the moment. We live for the weekend. And we just don't.
What is the deal? Is this something that are the current generations worse than are we worse about that than our grandparents, our parents, and our grandparents were?
No. It's strictly a behavioral deal. And as far as I've whittled it down, and why I ended up creating SOFA back in 1993 is that my five children went to in San Diego. The number one school district in the state of California. So you'd think that would come with some really high curriculum and core values. And the first thing I found out is that they don't even talk about financial literacy.
Huh.
So I dug down into that, and I started realizing, man, this is a repetitive deal.
Yeah. Nobody ever taught me anything like this in
well, you know what?
High school and in college. I only got it because I studied business education.
Yeah, and what we do is we copy our parents. So what we have is generation after generation of financial illiterates. It doesn't mean we're stupid. Mm-hmm. It means we're unfamiliar. We don't know how to handle money. And we have one school, we have one state out of 50, New mm-hmm. Jersey, mm-hmm. that has required core financial literacy for kids in junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes a lot of sense to be doing this. Of course, this is what you're doing. And one of the things that you say that we should do to avoid these common blunders is living without a safety net. Talk to us about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's like athletes. I've got a few athletes as clients, pro athletes. And when they retire, they can't believe it's up. And so most people can't believe that they're ever going to get to retirement.
Right.
You're too busy living now. And so the now eventually catches up with all of us. And then we wonder why we're in the mess that we're in, mm-hmm. because along the way we've created debt. You know, when instead of looking at something as nice and buying it on credit, we should be looking at things, whether it's a necessity, mm-hmm. and if not, we should be paying ourselves for everything, putting money away for everything. You know, young couples, most of them have older cars when they get married. I look at them and go, how long, Jim's your car going to last? Oh, Jim, it'll go a year or two and then it's going to die. Oh, well, are you putting money away for it now? No, that's a good idea. Well, you know it's going to happen. Why wait till the last minute? And that's behavioral. That's
right.
Just natural behavior.
Well, what are people doing what are people doing the day that you think today that they shouldn't be? I mean, do you think people are spending too much on televisions, on cars, or vacations? What are they doing?
Well, first of all, spending is. I mean, let's go back and look at years where the country really took it in the shorts, mm-hmm. where there really was a financial crunch. Everything we read about is the economy is bad because people aren't what? Spending.
Right.
Instead of saying, you know, we're in a mess because we are one of the lowest democratic countries in the world with the least amount of savings. But we don't measure our economy on that. We measure everything on debt and on spending. And so it happens in our home.
Are you worried about the young people? You know, by the time I was 22, I bought my first home.
Yes.
By the time I was 27, I built my second home. And are you concerned that the millennials
Absolutely.
Are not in the market? I mean, I didn't make any magnificent real estate investment decisions in my 20s, but I was in the market. Are you concerned that the millennials are behind on that?
Absolutely.
I am.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, buying a home today requires a very good-sized down payment and, you know, on the loan-to-value of the house.
Yeah.
You know, the only young people that have a shot of getting a house right now under the current programs are the vets.
Mm-hmm.
These kids that are getting out of the war that can buy a house for nothing down.
Well, of course, another problem with it for the young people is a lot of them, if they come out of college, they owe a house in their college education. So you're saying the first thing is try to save more, try to have a little bit of a safety net. The next thing you talk about is making sure you know what your credit report says, right?
Well, I think credit is very important, but I also want to say this. Like in your show that I've listened to in the past, you deal with a lot of entrepreneurs. And entrepreneurs' money is not always on an ongoing, consistent, regular
right.
paycheck, a salary.
Right.
But if you are going to be an employee and work in corporate America, you darn well better have phenomenal credit. If you're an entrepreneur and get chunks of mm-hmm. money coming in, then your credit doesn't have to be as high. But your ability to fulfill those chunks going into the things that you need for your future is important. When you talk about a safety net,
credit's got to be part of that. Hold on to that thought, Jim. Jim Chilton, ladies and gentlemen. And I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.